It was alive, and like my husband, he went to Israel. That's the story of my life. And he was coming to Casablanca to see his parents, and then he met a cousin of his who was working with my sister. She passed away, Fortune. So he told them that he was coming to visit the parents in Morocco. So my sister Fortune told him, "Oh, you have to go and visit my sister and see my sister, Esther." So, so he came on Saturday. And then if the table was, of course, with food. He said there was a big care and everybody eating. And he said, and he ate. He said, "Do you want to see Esther?" So Lisa told him, "She, I was, at the time, I used to work in the boutique." So he said, "Okay, I'll come tomorrow, Sunday, at 11. I'm waiting, He didn't come then. I left just, I'm going to go to the pool, to the beach or to the pool. We had beautiful beaches too. So I'm going to meet my friend, and he was coming this way, and he never seen me, but because of my sister, he came in, he came and said, "Miss Bitton," I said, "Yes, yeah." So, can you believe it? So I said, "I'm sorry, I couldn't wait any longer. I had to go to meet my friend. You were late." Anyway, so he introduced himself, and he hugged me, you know, in France, and in, I said, don't do it.
So was it love at first sight?
Oh, yeah. He was gorgeous, gorgeous.
And so were you.
Then he took me to a cafe to have a drink, and then who was there? His father. So his father told him I was beautiful, I had big eyes, and anyway. So we went to Jardin d'Été to dance on Sunday, and everybody I know used to dance there. You didn't have to go with the boyfriend. You go and you meet people, and it's different. Everything was different. Anyway, so he got jealous because everybody knows me. He didn't know anybody. Anyway, so
he was a great dancer.
Oh, he was. A year later, we were married, and then we're going to live in Paris.